Stage 4 of Child Development, ages 13 to 17.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们继续一起来讨论学习第四个发展的阶段，就是青春期的阶段，13到17岁。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to discuss our stages of child development. This is the ages of 13 to 17, which is the famous teenage period.
前面那一段的阶段发展呢，我们有鼓励到父母亲说，我们要一个认识，我们的父母亲呢，只能够做到12岁孩子的身上，之后我们就变成他的教练，我们变成他的朋友。
As we mentioned before, during this stage of teenage period, we can only be a friend at best or a coach at best.
还有一些爸爸妈妈告诉我说，不只是这两个人，我们还是他的佣人，洗衣服的人，拿行李的人，煮饭的人， waiter, waitress.
So parents at this stage, you're reduced to only being a maid, a laundromat person, a chef, a chauffeur, concierge, an alarm clock, a secretary, or a party event planner, or a handyman. Your instructions no longer have bearing on what they think.
听起来有一点点更 upset 的感觉，但是呢，这一段真的是陪伴他走过人生里面最有风暴、最有最 shaky 的一段路，最摇摇摆摆的一段路。
So you may be kind of shocked that this is what the reality of things, but yet we still have a very important period to guide our children because it is at this stage.That we walk side by side with them as they encounter the most turbulent times of their life.
父母亲也许不一定能够感觉到这段时期的孩子其实是最需要你的。但是呢，我们真的要鼓励爸爸妈妈认识这一点。他其实在这段路上，这五年当中是最最需要你的一段路。
Parents often fail to realize that even though they're grown.That this 5 years is really the most critical time that they need you even more than ever.
他的需要已经从一个肉体生理上 touch 的直接的需要，转成一个情绪上、一个心灵上面的一种需要。
They no longer need the physical caresses and hugs from you. What they need from you is the emotional, spiritual support and love.
因为在这段孩子他发展的脑其实又产生了一个巨大的变化。
Because it is at this stage, their brain actually takes another turn.
而这个变化其实是他一生当中是最大的一个改变。
And this is also another great change in their lives.
因为这个脑呢，开始变成他的神经的回路，开始让他整个视觉上，整个脑部里面发展出一个立体的形状，一个三度、四度空间的一个形状。他要开始看见一些从来没有感受过的事情。
Because their brain will develop and their nervous systems will be so advanced that it's actually developing a 3D or even 4-point dimensional thinking process within their brain. And so they're able to comprehend things they've never comprehended before in their lives.
为什么有 3D, 4D 的出现？是因为有灵的东西介入到脑部的发展。
Why are we saying 3D or 4, even 4-dimensional, is because the introduction of the spiritual concept is now added to the physical and emotional developments.
不论这个孩子今天有没有有信仰的接触，任何一个孩子到了这个时段的时候，他都会有灵的事情进入到他脑部的发展。And 可惜的是，孩子并不知道这件事情。
It doesn't matter if actually this child grows up in a religious family or non-religious family, the factor of spiritual development becomes introduced into their brains.
为什么有这件事呢？是因为这个的介入是要他去找寻一个人生，去找寻一个人生的目标。为什么会有这个重要的一个灵的东西跑进来呢？而是要帮助他去找寻一个人生的方向跟人生的意义了。
Why is it that a spiritual element will be introduced into their brains now? It's because this was built by our creator so that a person will be able to seek direction and meaning in their lives.
这个空间一发展出来在脑部的时候，会让他产生一种无力跟孤独的感觉。
And when the spiritual aspects is developed, they would actually sense vulnerability and loneliness.
然后这个里面带出来的另外一个事情就是他觉得凡是在他眼前的事情都是很无聊的。
And so it's actually interesting because of the spiritual aspect that they will start to view everything in their lives as being very boring.
无聊的这件事情让他感觉到无助，让他感觉到空虚，让他感觉到孤单。那这个发展对他人生的历程是一个重要的关键。
Because they feel emptiness, they feel vulnerable and helpless, becomes a critical turning point in their lives.
因为他开始第一次在人生中 review, 反过来看他所有从零岁开始学到的东西。
So, the children of this, teenagers of this stage would actually feel very hopeless, empty, and vulnerable. They'll review everything that has happened in their past life.
可是在生理方面呢，他们因为荷尔蒙开始非常的强大的关系，他们完全会 deny 这件事情，他其实觉得自己是非常好的。
So because of their hormonal processes that are starting to occur in their bodies, they will deny this type of feeling in their hearts.
所以假如在这段时期的青少年，他们一般来说他们因为脑子里面的发展是这样的巨大，所以他们一般会借助音乐啦，借助一些让自己可以马上把这个时间度过的，让他不会感觉这么空虚，这么无聊。他们会想尽很多的方法，然后就发生在这段时期的一些活动出现。
And so these youth will try to find different things to satisfy their emptiness.Whether it be music, parties, friends, or anything, in order to pass the time that they can't seem to endure.
那这段时期的重要的这个震荡的这个过程的重要性，是因为他在展现他的自主能力，就是他要做他自己。
And so it is also at this stage that they start to discover themselves and their ability to be independent and sustain themselves.
那其实自主性这件事情是一件很重要的。
The teenagers of this step become very aware of themselves and takes ownership of their own lives.
因为他要自己决定事情。
Because they now have to make their own decisions.
可是里面的情感是 help, 是无助的。
But they can't.Manage their emotions that are exploding inside. Even though they have to make their own decisions and take ownership of all their actions, inside their heart is vulnerable and they are helpless.
所以他们其实整个呈现出来是一种很挣扎的、很不平衡的一个状态给我们看见。
And so when we see them, we see someone who's not totally together. Maybe they're imbalanced. Maybe they're struggling.
所以他们给我们的感觉大部分的时候是想要独处，但是又想要靠近，因此他们一直都在这两边走来走去，挣扎来挣扎去的。
And you'll see them vacillating between being independent and away from us, but then also wanting to be close to us.
因为荷尔蒙的关系让他变成非常的极端。
Because of the hormonal developmentThey become very extreme in the way they act.
那个在身体里面的工作造成他很大的一个不舒服的感觉。
And because the hormonal development, it makes them very uncomfortable inside.
他就是一直想要做一点东西，但是又不想要做一点东西。
They may want to do something, and then they decide they don't want to do anything.
所以你可以看见这是两个极端的东西不断的在拉过来拉过去，拉他这个人左边右边。
And so you see them.Being pulled in two different directions.
他可以三天不睡觉，他也可以一次睡三天。
They could not sleep for 3 days, or they can sleep for 3 days.
他也可以不吃饭三个餐，但是他也可以一次就吃掉三个餐。
They could miss 3 meals and not be hungry, or they could eat 3 meals on one sitting.
这段时间的孩子，他只有 extreme 的左边跟最右边，他没有中间的路。
There is no middle road for teenagers. It is all the extremes.
为什么呢？因为这个是在平衡他从零岁开始所学习到的价值、学习到的人格，在这段时间造成了巨大的冲突。
Because at this stage, they are balancing out, working out the conflicts between all their values and their standard and morals of everything they've learned since childhood.
专家告诉我们，这是一个变成内化，也就是从外面的一个教导，外面的 value 进来，要变成内在里面的这个人格的一个重要的过程。
And experts tell us that they are actually absorbing everything that they're learning on the outside deep into their inside hearts.
所以他在 transform 的这段时间，就好像一个毛毛虫它要变成一个蝴蝶的时候，它必须一直的前后前后的挣扎，它才能够走出那个包住它的东西。
It is like a caterpillar who's struggling within a cocoon, forward and back, forward and back, until they eventually emerge beautiful, beautiful character.
所以它前后上下左右的震荡，其实就是在挣脱这个从十二岁十二年以来包住他的这个框框。
When they are struggling forwards, backwards, sideways, right, left, they're actually trying to emerge from a cocoon that has surrounded them for the last 12 years.
这个就是在让我们认识一下，在他的内心世界其实是这样的一个动一个形状。
And so this allows us to see what is going on in their hearts.While they're experiencing all this turbulent.
那这个内心的这个状态，这么多的形容，对他来说只有一个字，就是我是不是不正常。
And so, it is easy for them to question at this stage because they're facing so many different emotions that whether or not am I normal?
荷尔蒙告诉他，他不但正常，而且他很棒。
The hormones would tell them thatNot only are you normal, but you're really the best.
可是大脑告诉他，你很无助，你很孤单，你什么都不会。
And so the brain will tell him that you're helpless, you're lonely, you don't know anything whatsoever.
因此他们在这样的一个完全不同的讯息同时进到他的身体的时候，他展现出来的就是我们今天一般人看见说，哦，他是在 teenager 了。
And so because of all these different messages that's attacking them, that's why they will exhibit all different types of actions that we know and identify them as being teenagers.
所以他想要一直去做一些很极端，我们觉得很不可想象的事情。
And so they'll do things that are so extreme that we just can't understand it.
他也可以把自己关在房间里很长的时间，不跟我们说一句话。
They may even shut themselves in their room for 24 hours so that we can't even talk to them.
所以有时候父母亲在这段时间会觉得说，我好像失去了这个孩子了。
So it's at these times that the parents feelsThat they have lost their child.
因为他完全好像不认识他了。
Because it seems like the parents don't even recognize their own children.
因为他不知道怎么样可以靠近他，然后做他的父母。
Parents no longer know how to draw close to their child and be their parent.
所以我才说，这个时候很难再做他的父母了，因为是他主动来找我们的时候，我们才有机会说话。
Because we can no longer be their parent unless they approach us and they initiate the conversation.
可是大部分的爸爸妈妈会因为紧紧抓住他过来跟我们说话的机会，马上就告诉他这三个月我到底忍受了你多少。
And so many parents will take the opportunity when their child draws close to them to let out all the grievances they have against the teenager in these last 3 months.
其实他等待孩子等待这个机会，是因为他真的找不到答案了，他靠近你。
And the teenagers are only coming close to you because they think they have no way of resolving their issues.
可是爸爸妈妈的期待不一样，是觉得我终于有这个时间来告诉你你有多可恶。
And parents take that opportunity instead and turn it around as a time whenNow I can tell them how terrible they've been as a child to us.
所以呢，很多的讯息在这时候就产生了很多的冲突。
And so there will inevitably result in a lot of contradictions and and conflicts.
因为不要忘记，这时候他其实是没有解决的方式，没有那个一条路可以出来，他来找父母亲。
Because remember, the teenagers don't see a way of being able to approach their parents, and to help them with their situation.
结果呢，我们就告诉他。你知道你有多不负责任，你就是不负责任，你就是懒惰，你就是什么什么。当我们这样告诉他的时候，其实我们在 confirm 他心中的疑虑，就是原来我是这样的人。
And so when we speak those words that negatively impact them, such as you are so irresponsible now, you're so lazy now, we're only confirming their helpless fears within.That they may be abnormal, that they may be useless, valueless person.
所以青少年很容易在这段时间就放弃了，是因为他真的从父母的嘴中确定了自己是一个不正常的孩子。
And so teenagers at this point have now heard the confirmation from their parents that they're in fact useless and they will abandon all hope.
OK 啊。你已经告诉我，我竟然是不负责任。好，从今天开始，我就让你看见不负责任是什么。
And so a teenager might say, fine, if you think I'm irresponsible, I'm going to show you how irresponsible I really can be.
哦，你说我 lazy, 好，我从今天让你真正看见一个 lazy 的人应该是什么样子。
Oh, you're saying I'm lazy, I'm going to let you see how lazy I could really be.
你就看见这个的 fighting 是可以一直每一天上来的，是不会停的。
And so you can see this conflict continues to surmount every single day.
我们可能花了四年跟他 fighting.
It may be that we'll fight with our teenagers for every day of 4 years.
可是这四年、五年对他来说，其实是人生很重要发展脑部的阶段。
But these 4 or 5 years are so critical to their brain development.
我们错过了这个时间的时候，他可能在后来的人生要 wandering 好长的一段时间才可以回来正常的路。
And because we missed this period of brain development, now our child will have to spend many years later on in their adult lives to wander back into a normalcy.
因为身体的不平衡，心理的不平衡，他为了找一个平衡，这时候他可能会用药，用酒精。
Because their physical and emotional imbalances, they try to self-medicate with drugs, with alcohol.
当这些东西被强化，他觉得，原来可以缩短我今天的时间，少听到一些 complaint, 我觉得很好，他就继续的用药，用酒精。
And so they'll say, well, this actually makes me feel good.I can endure a longer time of all these negative feelings, and I want to try to continue to use it.
有一个孩子告诉我说，他不知道一天为什么要设24个小时这么长的时间，让他每一分钟都很难过下去。
A child, even teenager, once told me in therapy that I don't even know why there's 24 hours in the day when I am just dying from minute to minute.
所以我们就完全不能理解说，原来每一分钟度过对有一些孩子来说是很辛苦的。
It is impossible for us to comprehend how difficult it is for a child to even endure through 1 minute.
如果我们在这个 期段这个阶段可以让孩子知道说 It's okay, 我知道这段时间是多难的话，其实我们已经让他知道我们就是他的朋友，他的 coach, 让他知道不容易打这个仗。
If it's at this stage that instead of reacting negatively, that we become a positive coach, we empathize with their degree of suffering that they seem to be enduring, that they will have hopeAnd they will feel that they have support from us.
我们如果同时可以再告诉孩子说，其实人生的路非常的长的，这四年 it's okay.
So we can even assure our children that you still have the whole life ahead of you. It's a long journey to take. These 4 years of your teenage years is going to pass.
过了就 okay 了。
After it passes, it will not be there.
很多的孩子以为这将是一生恐怖的经验，他将不会度过这个阶段。
Some teenagers think that this type of horrifying period they can never endure.
如果从 coach 的嘴中可以告诉他， 这个是会过去的，这是一个很大的安慰跟一个希望。
But if out of the words of a parental coach, they can hear the words that this too shall pass, they will feel such comfort and peace from such words.
这会让我想到主耶稣其实也是带给我们今天一个希望，一个光亮，让我们知道有时候的痛苦其实是会过去的。
It is just as Jesus Christ mentioned to us that all the sufferings that we encounter today in the world, they are only temporary. They too shall pass.
所以在这段时期，如果我们是用 lecturing 不断的去说教，告诉孩子做这个做那个，不做这个不做那个的时候，其实他会离开我们的。
If we continue at this time to keep lecturing our teenagers, keep telling them what's right and wrong to do, they will leave us.
因为那个应该是在他12岁之前我们做父母就做的事情，而不是现在做。
Because those are the things that should have been done prior to age 12.
因为这个时候他是要发展他自己做自己的主人。
Because right now, they are learning to be independent in their own way.
自己做自己的主人是一件重要的事，因为他将要进入社会，他将要进入婚姻。
Because it's important that they learn to take ownership of themselves, because they are going to enter into career in society, and they're going to enter into marriage.
他如果不能够独立做自己的人，他将有这个跟父母亲整整紧紧连接的这样的事情的这个感情的话，那么呢，这个将会影响到他社会的人际以及他的婚姻关系。
If they don't have a strong support from their parents and being able to function healthily and have a healthy mind and emotions, then this will impact how they behave in society and in marriage.
这段时期的另外一个特色就是在学习上面会遇到困难。
Another factor we need to consider in this fourth stage is that they may encounter difficulties in their learnings.
因为压力进来了。
Because now pressure is at hand.
因为同学在竞争。
Because there is competition among students.
因为考试越来越难。
Because the tests and exams are even harder than ever.
因为可能要选科，因为要进大学。
Maybe they have to choose their major. Maybe they have to apply for different colleges.
所以这段时期的孩子，他们会开始遇见这样学习上面的一些困扰，然后会影响他的心情跟情绪。
And so these kind of matters will bother them, and their emotions will change and fluctuate.
我们可以稍微认识一下这段孩子的学习的东西，它的形状其实很像蜗牛一样的那个形状，是从中间绕出去的一个圈圈这样的学习。
We can imagine that the path of their learning is similar to the pattern of a snail's back. It goes from a center, and it starts rounding out slowly, a circle at a time.
它的 circle 越绕越大，然后是一个往外的一个方向。
If you notice the circles of a snail's back, it goes from a small circle.And continues to round into bigger and bigger expanding circles.
他的学习不是一个直线上升的一个箭头，一个 arrow 上去的，不是。
The learning pattern is no longer a linear increased, like a line graph, but it is an outward, a circular spiral pattern.
他的学习会有上有下。
And so their learning will have its ups and its downs.
因为他这时候在 blend 他自己里面的一些情绪，在学习上。
They're trying to blend their emotions that are inside of them with the things that they're learning on the outside.
那这个是因为跟他的大脑的神经的回路开始改变有关系。
And this also relates to the fact that their brain is now developing its nervous system.
他不像12岁以前的学习是直线往上的。你给他什么，明天你就看见；你给他什么，后天你就看见。
Because it is not that when you teach him something, you'll see it the next day. A kind of a linear progression. It's not like that anymore.
他是转圆圈的。他有上去的时候觉得很棒，他有下来的时候又 depressed， 再上去再下来，他是这样绕上去的。
As they're learning, they may reach a high of feeling great and really getting it.To rounding to the bottom where they feel depressed and helpless, and then rounding back up again to a high point.
在这个学习的过程当中，有一件事情可以帮助他学习上的稳定，就是运动。
And so what is it that can help them at this stage to manage their emotions is exercise.
从运动当中可以放松释放他的里面的这个神经压力上的荷尔蒙，他可以帮他释放出来，所以当他坐到桌子上的时候，他可以更有学习上面的一个收获，而不是一直在下面的 depressed 的阶段。
And so what can help them at this point is exercise. It will help them loosen and release those pent-up tension that's been bottled up inside. And so it will help them to leave that bottom of the spiral and go back up in a positive direction.
任何的运动都可以帮助，只要是20分钟可以流汗的运动都可以做。
Any sort of exercise will work as long as it's 20 minutes and it'll make them sweat.
我们可以试试看，让这段时候的青少年的孩子，你允许他每一天，不论是在任何的时候，下课之后的任何时间，你能够给他半个小时、40分钟，让他有一个固定的运动的时间，将会帮助他度过这段暴风雨的时候。
If we allow them to have at least half an hour of exercise activity every day after school,It would really alleviate the tension and balance they feel within their bodies.
因为这个时候是在告诉他的大脑，他的大脑有时间可以 settle， 有时间可以 balance 所有他吸收到的东西。
Because now that gives them the opportunity for their brain to adjust and rebalance itself and for it to absorb what they have learned today.
因为我们不再是他的父母，而是他的教练，所以我们跟他的讨论变得非常的重要。
Because we're no longer parents to them, we're just counselors or friends, what we say and discuss is extremely important.
我们跟他的讨论，他下一个阶段的碰到的问题，他的想法，我们都用讨论的方式来跟他沟通。
Every problem they encounter, everything they are exposed to, we can use a discussion format.To respond to them.
也许沟通对我们来说很抽象，那我们可以不妨提醒爸爸妈妈，有一件事情不要做，就是当你的心中觉得我是你的父母的时候，那件事情就不要做了。
So one thing to remember in our communications with our teenagers is that if the thought ever comes into your heart says, I'm the parent, I am telling you what to do, we need to avoid that.
这个如果能够避免掉的时候，你将会赢得孩子的心，赢得他的尊重。
If we can then control our own urges to dominate them, then our children can then be able to respond to us normally.
Again, 他四年五年就过了这段时候。
And if they can open up to us, that will be even better. So remember, 4 to 5 years of teenage period.
他就过了。
It too shall pass.
它就是一个过程。
It is a stage that we go through.
对我们身为爸爸妈妈的人，它也是一个过程。
As a parent, we know and recognize now it is a passing stage.
我们这四年、五年之后，也许我们真的是用忍耐的心度过，忍一忍，四年、五年也就过了。
And so if we can endure and be patient with them for 4 or 5 years, they will change.
因为我们不知道怎么教他的时候At least, 最少最少我们可以做到不要打扰他。
So if we don't even know how to talk to them, at least we can learn not to bother our teenagers.
这个时候你在他12岁之前所教的东西18岁19岁开始他将要 reflect 给我们看见。
Because whatever you have taught them now during this period,will now be reflected when they reach their 18, 19 years.
可是这时候如果我们不断地打扰他，不断地告诉他，那么我们将会 delay 所有要看见到的 expectation.
If we continue to attack them, to teach them, to lecture them, then it will delay the beautiful caterpillar, the butterfly that's supposed to emerge at age 18, 19.
所以我们鼓励爸爸妈妈，如果在这段时期真的我们心情也很沮丧，我们也很无助的话，至少我们知道有主耶稣可以听我们的祷告。
So I want to encourage all parents to turn over your sorrows and burdens on your teenagers to Christ in prayer.
因为在祷告当中，他这个孩子其实也是主自己的孩子，主会照顾他的。
Because we need to have faith that this child is a child of God, and God will personally take care of him.
所以直接来讲，主耶稣也是借着青少年时期来锻炼我们的信心。
We can say that Jesus is using this period of teenage years to help train our faith.
因为青少年四年五年这个阶段就过了，可是我们的信心却没有建立起来，岂不可惜呢？
So if this turbulent time of teenage years pass and we have not even graduated from God's school training, then it is sad.
所以呢，主同时在训练两个不同的人，不同的孩子。
So God uses this stage to train both the parent and the child, who are both children of God.
这就是我们介绍的第四个阶段。
And this concludes our fourth stage of child development.